Locker room chats continuing tonight on KNZA, continuing to talk Perry LeCompton hoops. Got the boys coach right on the horn with us. That's Matt Simmons. Appreciate it as always. And again, it's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. You guys sit here at 8-4. You got a game against Rossville on Friday night, but just get a quick thought on the two games since we last spoke a week ago, and both very tightly contested. Let's start with Nemaha Friday. 47-45. Thunder hold on for the win. You know, we were there. We had that game on KNZA. You guys, you know, fighting back from a double-digit deficit, you know, at halftime, giving yourself an opportunity late in that game. You know, Houston Habiger certainly had an opportunity there at the buzzer to send it to overtime, but you guys fought back after getting down early. Take us back to that game against Nemaha and ultimately the outcome, which the Thunder winning by two.
Well, we weren't ready to go, you know, and that's on me. We came out really flat. They punched us in the mouth. I think we were down 16 at one time in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, everyone, the sky was falling, and here we go, and everyone, you know, starting to lose their mind. And at halftime, we just talked about controlling what we can control, and that's some defensive rebounding, getting back in transition, and then taking some shots that aren't just settling and working for some better shots. And we just nailed all three of those and found ourselves in a position to win or go to overtime, you know. And against a team like Nemaha is not going to be easy, who's so well coached or disciplined. They were bigger and stronger than us at every single position. You know, the height kid gave us fits with his strength, and then Kalen Schmelzy, you know, we had a hard time finding him. But not only them, all their guards are big, strong kids, and they came out shooting it well, and they hadn't been, you know, previously. So we had to kind of fight that, the fact that they were hitting shots. And, you know, I was proud that we came all the way back and fought all the way to the end and had a chance and a great look that I would live with 10 out of 10 times for Houston to knock that down. And, you know, unfortunately, we came out on the wrong side of that. But, you know, there are positives to take away in losses. It's not all negative. And, you know, when you're in the Big East, like we'll talk about, it's going to be a lot of close games. And they found a way to come out on top, and we did not. So we had to just turn around and learn from that.
Play that tight game with Nemaha, and then you get a ranked top-tier team in 2A in St. Mary's. And, you know, the Bears get this one 52-47. So, again, another tightly contested game in the Big East.
Yeah, we're in them, man. We are. We're right there with really good teams. And they've just found a way to end games, and we haven't yet. And I think that's our inexperience coming back to kind of hit us. We went out yesterday and did a great job having a good start. I think we were up like 15-7. And then we went scoreless in the second quarter, and that's the first time that may have ever happened while I was coaching. I don't think I've ever seen that from a team. And it just couldn't fall. We got in foul trouble. Caden Baker and Tommy Marcelino and Houston Habiger all found themselves with two fouls in the second quarter. And Tommy and Caden were early, so we had to go deep into our bench. And we had some guys come in and give us good minutes, but we really struggled to score. We really struggled to go just get putbacks. Some of the energy that Caden and Tommy and Houston give us, it just fell flat. And so, you know, found ourselves down at halftime after coming out really strong. And then it was just a battle back and forth. I think it was several lead changes. They'd go up five, and we'd come back and go up one. Then they'd go up four, and we'd tie it. And go back up two, and then, you know, they just had the kid who made the plays down the end, and we did not. And I got to give, you know, Ben DeVader a lot of credit. He's going to go play college basketball somewhere, and there's a reason. You know, and the ball in his hands, you know, you kind of have a feeling that he's going to make it, and he did a lot. I think he had, like, their final 12 points, and a lot of it was just one-on-one situations where he just made a big play, you know, and, you know, you can run two at him if you want, but he's going to split the double team and go make a floater. And, you know, he had two really big threes to kind of end it. But we fought all the way to the end and had some kids play really well. So a lot to look forward to.
Finally, Coach, real quick, we highlighted Houston last week for the play, you know, that he's been putting together out of the break. But, you know, Easton Graves, you know, he leads the league in assists. You know, Caden Baker's another guy that's really stepped in, playing well for you. Those two here in the last week, really just this season, what have you liked from those two, the development and the growth there?
Well, you know, Easton, it's not easy to just throw yourself out there and be the point guard with never playing any varsity basketball outside of some spare minutes at the end of his sophomore year. And we just kind of have given them the ball and said, all right, man, it's your show. Go run it. And he is just a pass-first kid who can also score. Leading the league in assists. I saw the Keisha report came out the other day, and he was like top five in the state. He's averaging over 6.5 a game. I don't know where we're at after yesterday, but he just seems to always find the right guy, make the right play. And not only that, he's handling the ball for all 32 minutes. I mean, we really don't have anybody else bring it up. I play him a top heavy, you know, minutes, and he just takes it and runs with it, and he's really good at knowing what I want to get done, and he's an extension of me on the floor, and I'm really proud of his growth already. I'm really glad he's only a junior. And then, you know, talking about Caden Baker, here's a kid that hasn't played at all, you know, and comes in and we thought was going to come off the bench for us and give good minutes for Ronnie. And with Ronnie Baker going down, he had to just step up into that role, and he leads the league in offensive rebounding, and he's in the top five total rebounding. He makes big play after big play. He was sensational last night, had 12 points, and I'm sure double-digit rebounds in limited minutes with some foul trouble, and he probably cares more than anybody. And that's not to say others don't care, but he just has an extra a bit of emotion and care and wants to win for Perry LeCompton and really cares about it. And very proud of his growth because he's just been thrown into the mix, thrown into the wolves, and he's been awesome.
Matt Simmons joining us, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach. Again, a road trip to Rossville Friday, and then at the time of our convo here, still waiting on the bracket next week for Valley Falls, but it's going to be a lot of tight competition there, and excited to see where Perry lands in that midseason tournament next week. Again, Coach Simmons, appreciate it very much, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.